Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Our guest is Adele Levine. She's a physical therapist. Her book is called Run, Don't Walk, The Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Army Medical Center. The publisher is Avery Books, and here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
Adele, I was saying Avery after the book publisher. Adele, this is a interesting book. As I was talking to you afterwards, there were some of the things that I remember from my days in the public health service were that Walter Reed was not a great general, but was in fact a physician who had helped uncover yellow fever, I guess, or uncover the cause of yellow fever.
He was. I always thought that was kind of sort of poignant that they named a hospital after, you know, a young physician.
But he did so much for in fact, the service and for men, I guess, in that era. That was the other thing that was astonishing to me is that you describe how I would have thought you would burn out much faster, and you clearly had to use, and all of the physical therapists that there probably had to use humor as a coping mechanism.
Oh, we definitely used humor. I mean, it was I often wondered, like, you know, how did certain people end up in the amputee section, because there were, you know, several different physical therapy sections at the hospital. And I think the ones that were in the amputee section, I almost feel like we were put in there because we all had really good senses of humor, you know, and that we were always kind of laughing and joking. And, you know, you ruffled a lot of feathers with a good joke. And a lot of that also came from the patients. Like I said before, that was kind of how they interacted with each other.
And now, but there must still be burnout there. It must be easier. I was thinking when I was reading this book how much easier it must be to be a physical therapist for example, even a losing baseball team or a losing football team like the Browns, which hasn't won in, I think, 20 years or something. It had only one or two. Even the physical therapist for even a losing football team must be much easier than being a physical therapist and with an amputee ward.
Well, I always wondered about, you know, the other physical therapists, like, you know, were they dreaming about work? I mean, we all would kind of have nightmares about work. You know, I went through a period of time where every night, everybody in my dreams was an amputee. And also, I have this kind of thing where I'm always looking at people's legs. Whenever I see someone that I can't place, I'm always looking at their legs because I got so used to looking at people's amputation levels. And so it bled over into my life. And I just don't think that happens with someone who's just treating tennis elbow. I don't know. I guess it was an occupational hazard of being at Walter Reed.
Now, the other question, and there are a lot of great things here. You end the book in about the time you move from Walter Reed, the old Walter Reed, to the new Walter Reed. And I know you went over for a number of years, and they gave you even less space, which, you know, you got to say, this is crazy planning on the Department of Defense's. But even worse planning, it seems to me. How did you transfer people to the VA? Did you have phone calls, or was it all electronic, or was it all through paper transfers?
The VA transfer, there's been a lot of stuff in the news about how slow it is, and it is slow, and that's because a lot of it is paper, you know, where the patients have to get everything kind of, their medical records are in paper, and everything has to be filled out in paper. You know, our medical records at Walter Reed and also at the VA are electronic, but still they have to get all these signatures.
And the two systems aren't the same system, so it's not perfect communication.
No. It's a very slow process.
Now, did you ever, or did the VA physical therapist ever call you, or did you talk to them in person, or was it all through this paper system?
Well, we actually had a VA physical therapist who was in our clinic 2 days a week. So she got to know some of the patients, and she was a fantastic clinician herself. But you know, at Walter Reed, you know, we're in Washington, D.C., but a lot of our patients are not going to stay in Washington, D.C., so unfortunately, they weren't going to go to Lindsay's VA in D.C. They were going to go to different VAs. But we do keep in touch with a lot of the patients, and a lot of our patients, if they couldn't get the prosthetic care they needed at their home VA, they would come back to Walter Reed for follow-up visits for generally for prosthetic fitting.
Now, the other thing that surprised me, and maybe it shouldn't have, but I was surprised by your descriptions of when congressmen and especially congressmen visited the VA, how strucken they were, or how, I guess you'd say, sympathetic and surprisingly sympathetic they were. It would seem to me that a congressman who is voting for war, is voting for going into this, must know that's a huge commitment he's making of our youth. Were you surprised by how many visitors you had and how intense their visits were?
Actually, I was surprised by how many congressmen didn't flinch when they came through our clinic. But there was one congressman who started to cry. And when it happened, it was because my patient Cosmo, he had lost both of his legs at that point above the knee, so kind of at mid-thigh. And, you know, we would put them, patients like him, we would start them on really short legs called stubbies, so they looked like midgets, you know, because they're basically walking on their knees. And he took one look at Cosmo and just, like, burst into tears. Cosmo got all kind of pissy about it. He was like, I think he thought I was a midget for real.
So Cosmo handled it, and you described Cosmo throughout here, and Cosmo handled it with the usual humor.
He had a lot of vinegar in him, for sure. But yeah, he would make me laugh.
Now, and the other thing is not only were the physical therapists, and what I think you described this so well in the book, not only were the physical therapists so devoted and integral to the improvement in these men, but they didn't exactly give you luxurious work conditions. As I said, as I remember your description, it was one desk, six computers, you had 12 square inches of space to put your personal valuables, so that when you came in and left, you were often leaning over other people's personal space.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to actually have time to get an answer for that, because I love the book Run, Don't Walk. Joe?
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. We thank you for listening, and stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting, and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.